Let's talk team news first of all. So you've got Chris Basham back. How big a plus is that?
Yeah, we've missed him, I think. Yeah, I think the games leading up to his booking, he was a little bit cautious. He was wary that one more booking, he was going to miss two games. So hopefully that's off his back now, and he can relax and play his normal game, which is, you know, aggressive, competitive. And he was doing very well at centre-half.
Does this in some way solve the height problem? Because he's a big lad.
It helps, certainly. And if Stephen Davis is around as well, it's two very good headers of the ball. I think we've competed well in that area, generally. We haven't conceded from a corner. We'll probably concede two now tomorrow, but for a little while. But it always helps to have people like him back in the team for that.
I was going to ask about Davis because you mentioned him post-game the other night. So he was a mild concern then. Presumably he's all right now.
Yeah, he got a couple of knocks and then he's had a chest infection in the week. So we'll see how he is before the game tomorrow.
And Paul Coutts, what's the latest with him?
Yeah, he's done a bit of training this week. He's just sort of back and hamstring and in general things with all the games that he's played. But he should be available as well.
Mark Howard obviously played the other day, but is he ready now after everything that's gone on for him to just play now? There were no ill effects from the other night?
No, he felt good. He didn't have a lot to do in the game, I think, which helped. The main concern is kicking, really, not the odd save that he has to make. And it's just getting through the kicking with a back problem. But he kicked it well, his distribution was good, so he's had no reaction.
He's the number one and obviously has been for a long time. What does he bring that Turner perhaps doesn't?
I don't think there's that much in between them. I think when Ian did incredibly well when he came in, and then there was just a couple of errors, which he's the first one to admit. He should have done better with a couple of goals. So it's just a bit similar to when we changed it a year ago, you know, down at Fulham. George hadn't done an awful lot wrong, which is just a feeling that, you know, Mark just gives us that little bit more confidence, I think, with the back four.
As regards Long, what does the medium term rather than short term, that's fairly settled, isn't it? What does the medium term future hold for him?
Well, he's up at Motherwell for the rest of the season, so we'll see how he goes up there and then we'll sit down and have a chat in the summer what's best for him.
Flynn played a bit of football, didn't he, the other night? Is he ready to start 90 minutes now?
I don't think so, no. He looked a bit rusty when he came on and he's still got one or two niggles, so we're hoping he'll be available for the squad, but not sure if he's quite ready to start yet.
Let's change tack to loan, shall we? De Girolamo switched clubs. What's the thinking there?
He was his own instigation. I think Northampton came in for him and we were made aware that he would rather go and play there. So that's the reason.
Right. Do you know why that reason is?
No. Diego's turned his deal down with us, so he'll be probably leaving us in the summer. So no, wherever he plays in the next couple of months, it's up to him, really.
Is anything going to change on that front? Will Sheffield United say, right, this is it, final offer? Or will he say, I suppose you won't know what he's going to do, but will Sheffield United try and sit back at the table?
No, because he said he doesn't want to stay. So there's not really much point in that. It's not down to the offer or anything. It wasn't down to, can we negotiate this? Sorry, you've not come up with enough. It wasn't that. He said quite categorically that he sees his future elsewhere.
The last time I stood here, we were talking about the trialist Hardy. How did he fare?
Yeah, he's done all right in a couple of games. He's, I think he's a little bit, he's sort of 19, 20 now, something like that. So I think they'll look at him in a practice match as well on Wednesday. When trialists come in, we've got such a lot of good young midfielders. Conor DeMayo is sort of starting to show a little bit more form like he did last season, which is good. So they've got to be exceptionally good, I think, to get in amongst what we've already got.
So no, then?
It's probably a no. But, you know, I think Chris Morgan's going to have a chat with him and see his situation.
Are you going to do that sort of two or three times or, you know, a few times to have a look at players of Hardy's ilk, if you like, now?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we did it with... we had another trialist in on the under-21s the other week, Drury at right back. So, yeah, we're going to do that. And the other thing is to let our lads as well know in the 18s and the 21s early next week who we're keeping for next season. And then it gives them the opportunity, they've got 6 weeks then, to get out and get on trial as well and try and fix a club. That's the most important thing, to give them as much notice as we can to help them along in their career.
You said you had three inquiries in for loan players. Has that progressed at all?
Yeah, they've all said no.
All right. Oh, dear.
So it's progressed to that. We've actually made a couple more as well. I think we've made half a dozen now or something like that. But everybody's pretty much said the same. We need to keep everybody with us at the moment. We'll go in again after the weekend, certainly before the window closes next Thursday.
And Harrison wasn't a make-weight in that, but his future might depend on that for at least the rest of this season, I suppose. Is there any interest in him aside from perhaps where he's been before?
Not initially, because obviously we've brought him back for cover. So if Terry Kennedy gets back on the pitch next week, we've still got Craig Alcock and McEverley and Brayford and Basham, then there's a chance that he'll go out again till the end of the season.
So, big match this weekend against Port Vale. What do you make of them?
Well, we had a bit of a ding-dong against on Boxing Day against them, and I think despite going down to 10 men, we played quite well at times and should have had at least a point, but for a rash challenge from, I think it was Bob Harris, wasn't it, gave the penalty away? Yeah, ridiculous challenge, cost us the game on that day. But I think they'll come battling. I think that's what they do. They'll probably be quite defensive-minded, we're not quite sure. But it's all about us tomorrow, nothing about them. It's all about us being on the front foot, being positive and getting 3 points, nothing else.
Does it feel, in some respects, like a, if I can say, pressure game, actually? In some respects, the next three feel like now or never for Sheffield United.
Yeah, we're not even looking beyond Saturday at the moment. We know they've got the three coming up, but it's just all about getting the 3 points on Saturday, and that'll give us a platform then to go on, not just for this week, but for the rest of the season. We know we haven't won for 5 games. It's about time we put that right.
Because they will come, I dare say, with a semblance of confidence. All right, they've lost the last two, but of the last 7 games, they've won most of them.
Yeah, they've had a good run up until that. That's the nature of the division, you know. We were on a great run, and then all of a sudden we go 5-5 without a win. Apart from one or two teams, who probably the top two, everybody's in that topsy-turvy sort of run of form at the moment. We had that great run, and then we've dipped. We've got to get out of that now and get on another good run to make sure we get in the top six.
Is the next three home games where you set yourself up here, where you can really pull away from that pack and make it more comfortable in the last few games?
I think we can do that, and I think that's the biggest thing we've blown in the last 5 games, is making it a little bit more comfortable and easier for ourselves. Even if you say you'd have got a couple of draws in the two home games that we lost, which, you know, conceding late on against Peterborough, never mind, you know, losing the game, but just get a point even, and we're disappointed with that, but it's another one on the board. Get a 2-2 at home to Fleetwood even, and 2 more points, you're 4 points in there with a game in hand. Things look a lot different.
I dare say we'll phrase this question in a similar way when it does come down, hopefully, to the playoffs for Sheffield United. But it does have the next three almost do have a cup element to it, because it's almost all three are must win.
No, they're not must wins, because we can still make the playoffs if we don't win the next 3 games. So a must win is when it comes to the last game of the season, if you don't win, you're out of the playoffs. That's a must win.
When do you expect Port Vale to come in and just sit there, park the bus, is the common phrase right now, and do that?
I think when you've lost the last 2 games, you take a point. You stop the run of defeats. So I think, but, you know, Rob Page knows Bramall Lane and everything about it, and we're sure that him and Michael Brown will be saying to the rest of the team, let's keep the crowd quiet for the first 15 minutes. You know, everybody's been a bit restless, and I'm sure that'll be part of their strategy.
How important then is it that you start well and show the attacking qualities, if you like? Because if there are any nerves and jitters, they will be there after the first 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, and we've got to try and put that out of our minds. We've said to the lads this morning, come on, let's just go for it. You know, let's be positive, get on the front foot, everybody, whatever team we put out. But that sort of nervous edge has crept in the last couple of weeks, and it's very difficult to eradicate it. When you're not getting results, that's when it creeps in. We saw it second half at Warsaw, where last words we said to the lads at half time, come on, let's get out and put them under pressure. We end up sitting back, and although we look comfortable, we do concede a goal. Scunthorpe, I thought we started the game attacking well, away from home. And generally, we do try and go forward. Be a little bit too much, and teams catch us on the break at times, but we've got to be positive tomorrow.
Is it almost like you've got to take that step back? Because when you don't win, all of a sudden the moans, the groans, the nerves set in, you get a bit of heat from the fans, etc.
Yeah, we've got to deal with that, you know, tomorrow, this week, whenever. And even if we don't win tomorrow, then it'll intensify for Tuesday, and it'll go on from there. That's part of football, and also part of playing for a club like this.
Even taking a step back here, 5th game in hand, playoffs pending, hopefully. Would it still seem like a failure if United didn't go up this year?
I don't know. It'd depend on the circumstances. I think we'd feel a failure if we didn't make the top six, first of all. But our aim all along has been to get promoted, so there would be an argument to say that was the only aim of the season. But having got to a semi-final again, having vastly improved, you know, from the bottom six to the top six for the majority of the season, there's improvement there. But ultimately, our goal is promotion. How other people judge it, a failure if you don't do it or not, it's up to them.
Because that's where I wonder, because obviously when you came, relegation trouble, it was such a great run to the point where it was almost the playoffs last year. Did it turn into promotion or bust this year, or did it seem like, right, let's get in the playoffs and see where we go from there?
Well, it was always just try and get as close to the top two as we can, but get in that top six. You see, this time last year, we were playing without any fear as well. We hadn't, you know, there was no expectation. Nobody really expected us to get to the playoffs, you know. But when you come from the relegation, once you get clear of that initial bottom four and you're clear, then you just relax and play. Unfortunately, the pressure is different this season. It's to try and stay in the top six.
Is it a more intense pressure? I wonder. Obviously, I'm never going to be in that situation. Is it a harder pressure to be battling to stay up or try and go up? I wonder.
Well, it's certainly easier than when you're in the bottom four. When you're trying to, you know, when we set out in February and we were in that bottom four last year, that was difficult for the first few games until we got clear. And then you saw the relief and the confidence come back to the players. This is a different sort of thing. It's dealing with the expectations now because of that run last season. Maybe if we'd have finished in the bottom half last season and hadn't had such a good run, then expectations might be a bit more realistic this season. But our aim is still to get promoted.
Final question, is it your birthday this weekend, or perhaps even specifically today, so the day before the game?
No, you're wrong about that. No.
Am I wrong about
today? You are, yeah, I'm afraid you're wrong about that.
So when is it then?
It was yesterday, right. We've all missed that, thankfully.
So I can still roll out the line of 3 points would be the greatest birthday present going?
Although it will be 2 days before the game, but it would be, although a belated one. It's always amazing me that nobody does the research properly, you know, it always amazes me these days.
It's when you look on websites, and they're maybe not correct, but at least it's your birthday this week anyway.
It is, so I suppose that's close enough. But yeah, it was yesterday, yeah. But more importantly, it's my dad's tomorrow as well, would have been. Right. He would have been 80.
Wow.
So that's more of a landmark, I think, than some of us reaching 49.
Right, because it's next year really, isn't it? That's the big 5-0.
If we're still here talking next year, then we'll have a laugh about it. I think the odds on that at the moment quite slim.